I don't know. It was nice to have a nice long weekend. Since we didn't get one after training camp, just to kind of regroup on everything. So obviously we're ready to go play another game, start off here at Lambeau, open up, you know, the season opener here at home, and, you know, get after it again.
In what ways is this Jets defense different than the one you faced 4 years ago? Obviously, Revis isn't there, but they're still pretty good D.
I think the quality is there. Obviously, the players are different. They had Revis and Cromartie. I know in the secondary had some different safeties, but a lot of scheme, a lot of disguise, a lot of moving around, and so just got to be on the same page. So they got a good front seven, and they try to do a lot with it and show a lot and drop everyone, or show nothing and bring everyone. So a little bit of everything. We just got to be on the same page.
Jordy, how much do you keep up with what's going on with the NFL and the Ray Rice situation, the fact that they're not doing an independent investigation to see exactly how the NFL office handled the whole thing?
I'm not too much into it, just what I see on TV. Besides that, nothing. I mean, I'm not doing anything on my own. So I think it's a wait-and-see game. Obviously, something happened somewhere, and we'll see how it comes out.
The league always talks about educating players and making sure that it's a point of emphasis and stuff. Has there been any talk among this organization following that about domestic violence, about awareness?
No, I think for the most part everyone should know it. And I think even, you know, Ray Rice knows it. He just, you know, they made a mistake. So, yeah, I think if you ask anyone in their, you know, right mind sitting in a meeting, they'll know the answer to it. It's just when you get out of your element.
I think at home, you know, with the noise not being a factor, you'll be able to get – Aaron was talking about getting into more of your offense, more of your personnel, kind of being able to make those switches a little bit easier because you can communicate better and that sort of thing.
I don't know. It's going to be the flow of the game, see how we're doing. We just need to get in a rhythm, get some good first down plays, get ahead of the chains, keep moving the first down marker, and, you know, keep moving forward. And I think our tempo will pick up, and we'll be able to move the ball. I think what we do personnel-wise and plays we run are all going to be based off how we're moving the ball and the rhythm that we're in.
Thanks, Jordy. Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest thing, I guess, along with that you would like to see the offense improve upon from week one against Seattle to the game against the Jets?
Probably just consistency. I mean, we made some plays. We just got to do it consistently and try to get a few more explosives and bigger plays. It's hard to go, you know, whatever, 70, 80 yards, you know, 10 yards at a time. You know, you got to get an explosive. It helps your chances out on scoring. And we got some of them, but not enough of them.
Are we going to see 14 targets for you again this week?
I'm fine with that. We'll see.
Thanks, Jordy.
The fact that you guys lost week one to the 49ers last year and the year before and still went to the playoffs both years,
right,
does that help keep the perspective a little better?
Probably, but I mean, I never think of it that way, but to me it's just one of 16. And to be honest with you, if we were to win or lose that game, we had to have that mindset. If we would have won it, you know, we couldn't have been hoorahing and going crazy like we'd won a championship because it's one game. And coming this week, the Jets, I mean, they're not going to care if we won or lost that game. So in the NFL, you got to move on and win or lose. So I think it's 1-16, and, you know, you want to win your home games, and if you split on the road, you'll be 12-4. So that'll be all right.